As you begin to grow outside of your comfort zone, experience progress with your goals, get elevated in life, and even blessed, there'll be people around you that will be stressed. Sometimes people are depressed about your progress. Sometimes people are actually intimidated by you, insecure around you, or try to belittle you because they see your greatness, progress, and potential for success. Now, when you feel that pushback or push down from people around you, realize it's not even about you. They're actually showing you their insecurities. I appreciate what Maya Angelou said. She said, "When people show you who they are, believe it." Now, that was a hard lesson for me because years ago, I tend to be naive and I thought, if I'm doing the right thing and I'm following my goals and I'm a nice person, surely people will celebrate with me. But of course, that's not reality. And we have to learn not to allow those things to distract us and discourage us. We have to get mentally and emotionally tough. Don't allow insecure or small thinking people to ruin your day, to steal your peace, or to take you off track from your purpose. I call these kind of people energy vampires. Because if they get too close to you, they will suck out all of your joy, your optimism, your faith, and your motivation, and your self-esteem. I also call these kind of people fatal distractions. Did you see the movie Fatal Attractions with Glenn Close, where she was a very toxic, unhealthy, dangerous woman who was obsessed with her lover? And it was very fatal. It was an attraction that was unhealthy. Well, you know, in life, we can have fatal distractions that will get us off course. We can have relationships that are unhealthy. We can sabotage our own success by being distracted and procrastinating. I suggest you read my book, Shift, S-H-I-F-T. Shift happens. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. This book will empower you on how important it is for you to remain focused on your priorities, peace of mind, and your purpose. Why don't you make a personal declaration that you will spend more time with people and activities that empower you, people that believe in you, and less time with people who belittle you? Congratulations on taking the time to listen to this message. I look forward to sending you my books and CDs. Visit my website, donotgiveup.net. And if you'd like to have some in-depth one-on-one life coaching with me, be sure to reach me by email or my phone number, which is posted on my website. God bless you and stay in the light.